Lowe'sTireCompany.com today.
Faisal Shahzad is sentenced to life in prison in New York earlier in the day. Why do we care? Well, he warned of some more attacks. In the meantime, a man saves the life, really, of an 8-year-old girl who was abducted the day before thanks to paying attention to what was happening in his community. He jumped in a truck and somehow was able to continue to follow the man who had taken the young girl and block him off at one point. And probably what happened is he gave up and decided, okay, I'm going to let her out. We're going to give you the full scoop on that. It's a truly good Samaritan feel-good thing that everybody has to hear. In this world where people, I hate to say it, sometimes turn and look the other way, don't want to get involved, and a slew of other reasons why people don't just jump in. This guy did, he went way beyond. Because I don't know, even if you wanted to do it, if you could actually have thought to jump in a truck and go after a man who could have easily blown you away. He didn't have a gun. That was lucky for the man who, Victor Perez, who I think exemplifies what it means to really care about somebody else and to take the chance and take the leap. I'm Kate Delaney. This is America Tonight. We talk about all kinds of things. We zig and zag all over the place. It is a great show if you have ADD, insomnia, or you just want some real good water cooler buzz on the overnight highway. And you get a chance to chime in and throw in your two at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Starting off, though, right here at the top of the show, we have to talk about 9/11 and this bill to help move things forward as far as the people who were victims of 9/11. And when I say victims, we're talking about the heroes, the people who went down for not fear of their own life or what could happen to them, or, you know, geez, we got to try to get people out. We got to try to figure out what we need to do to clear out the pile, as it started to be called. And they were ignored, and their health concerns, their health in some cases grew worse and worse because of the conditions of their lungs and whatnot. And finally, something is going to be done. At least we hope that the ball keeps moving forward. The mayor of New York City, who I normally agree with really zero about, had this to say on the 9/11 bill and passing the bill and national responsibility wrapped into this.
If they do that, approve it, at long last, we will be able to provide consistent federal funding for treatment and research of the health problems that first responders and others may have experienced because of the World Trade Center attack. 9/11 was an attack on our nation, and caring for all those from every part of the country who heroically responded to it is a national responsibility.
All right, and I agree with that. It is a national responsibility. For goodness sake, you don't take care of the first responders, and they were told that the air was fine to breathe, and then, oh, geez, then all of a sudden the EPA comes out and says, ah, not so good. I think we made a mistake with this one, and it was too late because people had already sucked in the bad air. So I am in complete agreement with Bloomberg on that one. I mentioned this briefly in a few moments ago. This story was incredible. You know, you hear these Amber Alerts, and now there's so many of them that sometimes you kind of get desensitized to them if there is such a thing. One 8-year-old girl was abducted by a stranger. She was simply playing outside of her Fresno house. A guy comes up, and he tries to get two girls, actually, to jump in his truck. Somehow he was able to grab the one girl, and he drives off with her, and people were shocked. And it's too late. He's already gone. Somebody tried to drive after him. And here it is, 11 hours after she disappears, and it's been all over the news. And Greg Gonzalez, who was a member of a street gang and lived with his grandparents, was the abductor, was the guy who kidnapped her and sexually assaulted her. These are all things that he'll be charged with. But here's the good part of the story. Who knows where she could have ended up? Maybe in a dump somewhere, just her body dumped off. Well, what happened was Victor Perez recognized the description of the truck and thought he saw the stories that he was hearing about on the news, thought he kind of got a glimpse of what was being described as the possible abductor. So he decided to do something about it. He jumped in his truck and went after that truck. And a couple of times he pulled up next to him, shouted some things to him, did it about four times. And then finally, Gonzalez, maybe he was scared, decided to just dump her out of the truck, the little girl, and he dumped the 8-year-old girl out. So then Perez picked up the girl, got help for her, and probably saved her life. I mean, it's an ultimate Good Samaritan story. She was frightened. She was traumatized. She had been assaulted, but she's alive. So because he acted so quickly, this Fresno man who was out of work, basically, who's doing a minimum wage job cutting the vines for wine since the construction jobs had dried up and it was raining and he knew he probably wouldn't be able to get any money that day, so he didn't go in. And because he knew what he saw on TV, he went out after the truck to help the little girl. He could have been blown away. This guy had a sawed-off shotgun and some other stuff, but not apparently with him in the truck. So all from that description and paying attention and then being able to not worry about something could happen to me, but the fact that he jumped in and just went after him. And what a great, great story, I think, amidst some of the creepy things that we're talking about, that evil that people do to other people, strangers that they don't know. But this turns out to be one of those great stories. You had about 130 police who were searching. They were going door to door. They were covering everything they could, a whole 3-mile area around where she was picked up because they thought that she was probably somewhere close. And police had no motive for the kidnapping. At this point, they don't, you know, he lived with the grandparents and the truck belonged to his grandmother, and they had no idea for why that this would happen. But the key thing is, because of the actions of a stranger, that little girl beat the odds. In most cases, if you talk to any detective, especially time is not on the side as it goes, gets further along day after day after day, they usually don't find these kids alive. How often do we come on these airwaves and talk about some of the sad things that are happening in crimes in courts and talk about some sick, heinous thing and ending to an innocent child's life? And in this case, at least the girl lived and can move on from there. All right, also at the top here, we're going to squeeze this in for grins. This is the blunder of the day. So we go really basically from the hero of the day, the Good Samaritan, to the blunder, and you're going to like this blunder. You know how I feel about what's happened in Washington? I just think it's ineffective. Ineffective is the best word to describe the administration. I mean, yes, they were handed a lot of nonsense, but in the end, if I had to pick one word, that's what I would pick. So the president was speaking, and wouldn't you know it, the seal fell off of his lectern and clattered to the stage. He was delivering a conference to a woman's, delivering a speech to a woman's conference. And he did say a funny thing. You know, that's those moments that you can't take back. And he said, that's all right. All of you know who I am. But it was a little awkward to see the presidential seal just fly off of the podium. Hang with us. We're going to check the mailbag next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Aloe C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Aloe C. For more information and to order Aloe C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Aloe C today.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Tell you, send me an email. You want to complain, you want to get on a soapbox, you have some thoughts, you understand what I'm saying, you have a personal story about it, and you know this is a terrific audience for email. In fact, I'd say the best audience I've had ever, whether I was doing a show in New York or Dallas or whatever. I think this is the best group for that. You really put together thoughtful emails, and I pounded home America Tonight, americatonight.net. So without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. All right, on our last show, we were talking about the 911 calls and how crazy the 911 calls were. Specifically, we were talking about Florida, I think, and that people were calling about, it was Florida, they were calling up and they were just crashing the system with crazy fast food complaints. I didn't get my chicken the way it was supposed to be made, and nonsense, not emergencies, not there's a man with a gun in my house, somebody just came to my house and tried to kick the door in, or whatever. Or I came home and there's a burglary happening and they jumped out the window. I'm just giving you examples. So just crazy nonsense, and then it takes longer for the operators to respond, and who knows if somebody even loses their life. So Brandon writes us this email. It's a very thought-out email, and he's talking about Broward County. He says, I just heard your piece about the 911 calls in Broward County. It's the same everywhere. I used to work as a 911 dispatcher in a small county in Kentucky. Now I work for the EMS service here, but I remember some of the very off-the-wall calls that we got. One being someone had called because they wanted a number to place in another state that had nothing to do with an emergency. The more common ones are the constant hang-ups that we get from cell phones without SIM cards. They're usually given to kids because the parents think they will not work. They do, and they only call 911. It can go on for hours from just one number. We're unable to call the numbers back, but they are traceable. 75% of the time, it's only one dispatcher that's working a shift. It's a small county. But we were very busy with numerous actual emergency calls. Unfortunately, we don't have the manpower or time to deal with all the fake calls that come in. The only way people will be able to realize that they're causing a problem is if something happens to them and they need us but can't get through due to fake calls taking up only four lines of 911 that we have. Excellent, Brandon. We appreciate it. And he points it out that it's everywhere and it's stupid. Do not call 911 unless you have an emergency or you think you have a real emergency. Not fast food, not I have a window that's stuck and I don't know how to open it. What should I do? Not crazy things. Because eventually he's right. I say this all the time. Nobody cares until it affects them. And then when it's you in trouble, then you realize, oh, okay. This is the problem. This is why I shouldn't be calling 911 with ridiculous things. You just have to ask yourself, be serious. What is the true, you know, what is the true emergency? And the true emergency can be, I've just been in a car accident. I've got somebody in the house. I know people that have made those calls where they thought someone was invading their home and they were far enough away and they thought, well, you know, I'm going to go for it because what else am I supposed to do? And it actually worked for them. So you can't say that 911 doesn't work. There's a reason it's set up, but you don't want to see idiots clogging it up. Therefore, the people that truly, truly need to get through, you know, so that they can get through. Here's a couple of more. Quickly, we'll rattle these off. Dennis McMahon says, why are the enemies in Afghanistan called militants? A more graphic and accurate description should be employed. Enemy combatants, murderers, killer scum, or just plain enemy. I like killer scum, actually, Dennis. The word militant is not only milquetoast, ooh, I love that word, but probably does not translate well. A similar-looking word in French means activist. An insurgent is also weak. I agree. Militants. Murdering thugs. Scumbags. I like what he said. Killer scum. That's a good one. All right, this comes from Annie. Annie says, hello, America, tonight. We've been talking a lot about Obama and the possibility of 2012. Do you think there's any way we get lucky and he decides not to run for re-election? Nope. I think for sure Obama will run for re-election. In fact, something that's now being leaked all over the place is it could be a question of an Obama-Clinton ticket. So Biden, who's put his foot in his mouth too many times and maybe steps away from the whole thing, wouldn't be the guy. Can you imagine? And if Obama's having problems economy-wise with immigration, people not liking some of the things that have happened during his administration, because you figure by 2012 you're getting closer to more of the mess that will unfold in healthcare, the real insurance debacle that people don't really understand. It's easy to say, oh, well, then everyone will get healthcare. But then when you dig underneath, you see some of the problems that it wasn't implemented correctly, that yes, everyone agreed that something should be done, but the way it was done, it's going to hit a lot of people like a ton of bricks, trust me. And it's that same theory. You don't care about it until it's you, and then you realize that you're the one getting stuck and you're the one who has to pay more money. So the long-winded answer to that is he's absolutely going to run again. Who's on the ticket would be interesting, wouldn't it, if it was Hillary Clinton? Would this be to try to rescue the ticket? Would she really want to be the vice president? Those are kind of questions you have to ask yourself, I think. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, Mrs. Clinton wants to be the first female president of the United States, right?
Yes.
That would be a fairly safe assumption, whether it's in 2012 or 2016, right?
Yes.
I think she'd love to be the first, because if anybody from her entourage is listening, I've got a suggestion for a campaign slogan. You know, in 1826, Andrew Jackson was the very first Democratic president, right?
Uh-huh.
1826, he was the first. Before that, it was called the Democrat. There used to be a Democratic-Republican Party and a Federalist Party, and then the
That's
Federalist
right.
became the Whigs and then the Republicans, but when the Democrats first started out, they were called Democratic slash Republicans. And Andrew Jackson was the first Democratic president elected. He was elected for two terms. So if anybody from Hillary Clinton's entourage is listening, here's a suggestion for their campaign slogan. America, in 1826, you elected old Hillary. Now it's time to – you elected old Hickory. Now it's time to elect old Hillary.
Brum-pump.
Anyway,
I got
you, know,
Al.
You know, a lot of Democrats are making fun of or, you know, attacking Christine O'Donnell, right, for
yeah.
Allegedly being a witch in her past.
Right.
Some people believe that she used to be a witch or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand. If you were to look, think of somebody, picture somebody in a black pointy hat and a broom. Who would that be? Who would you picture in a black pointy hat and a broom, Nancy Pelosi or Christine O'Donnell?
Nancy Pelosi.
I mean, how on earth can the Democrats run a clip of Bill Maher? It was on the Bill Maher show, right?
Yes.
The Bill Maher show. You've got a clip of Bill Maher. How do you say his last name? Anyway?
Bill Maher, that's right.
Bill Maher. Interviewed Christine O'Donnell, and Christine O'Donnell comes off as the scary one? You know, I can't think of anybody scarier looking and sounding than Bill Maher. And,
mm-hmm.
and also, okay, could I ask you a question about, North America is going to, here in Saskatchewan, we're doing pretty good with potash and uranium and oil. Nancy Pelosi and James Cameron are trying to shut down our oil industry, but we're not going to listen to Nancy Pelosi and James Cameron. But so we're doing fairly well. But the rest of North America, the rest of Canada, and pretty much big chunks of America are in economic recession, right? Is it a recession?
I'd call it near recession.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear the music. I've got a question. I'll phone back tomorrow night.
All right, Al, he's leaving us hanging. He left us on the dance floor after he trashed my man, Bill Maher. I like Bill Maher. I get why some people he irritates a lot of people, but his new rules I think is awesome. Plus, hey, listen, he tries to have conservatives and he has liberals on the show, so it makes for interesting conversation. Hang with us.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis. Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
I was reading, I think, the New York Times today, and I saw this story about voice print technology. You know what voice print technology is? This is what happens with voice print technology. It's kind of like fingerprinting. It's great for anti-terror stuff. And what the law enforcement types do, how they use it, is in some of these cities, in some of these places where they think Al-Qaeda stuff is going on, or branches of Al-Qaeda or Taliban or whatever, it's basically they're recording several voices. And how they do that is, the British, for example, they have this eavesdropping agency called the GCHQ, this deployed voice identification software, to help uncover the plot. That's what they were able to do. They had the voices, and they could hear what the conversations were, and then they were able to squash at least maybe one or two of the pl- plots. That's why in France you had 12 suspects that were swept up, and they were suspected as being part of several Islamic militant networks, including three guys linked to a network recruiting fighters for Afghanistan. And so by taping the voices, playing back the voices, looking for the recognition patterns, they were able to, the biometric technology using that, they were able to have a bigger database, let's say, for criminal voices, more than like fingerprints. So they're matching up voices pretty much. It's a voice print. It's what it is. And they're able to compare tape recordings, and that's how they can come up with some of the people realizing that the technology is a little bit raw, because there's no scientific way of completely identifying a person's voice with certainty, but you come pretty darn close. And the voice recognition is what helped them, at least in this case. In some senses, it's controversial, because now who are you taping? And what are you doing with the voice samples? Well, they're storing them, and then they're sharing the voices, and they're sharing it on a secure, what they call a secure global communications network. So what does that mean? In Canadian call centers, they use it to identify customers and monitor it. Israel's largest bank has been using it for the past decade. They say it deters fraud and boost customer safety. That way they know when someone calls in, they have the voice print, and it's close enough. So it worked this time anyway, because it helped perhaps stop the latest attempt at what could have been a Mumbai-style shooting spree that triggered the travel warnings and refocused a ton of attention on the Al-Qaeda activities, especially along the Pakistan Afghanistan border, where a lot of the voices were actually recorded, and that's how they could compare them, because then they had these same voices in Europe. Oof, scary stuff, huh? Here's what the State Department spokesperson PJ Crowley said, the latest as far as how tough it is to flush out all this stuff on terror alerts.
Be cautious and be aware that we are following multiple streams of threat information.
All right, cautious and alert. Live our lives, right? Because you never know. That's that's the deal. Is anyone surprised that Hamid Karzai's brother is knee-deep in all this controversy over the Karzai regime? There was a story that I read the other day about the relatives, Hamid Karzai's relatives, using every bit of nepotism that they could to gain power in Afghanistan, and that they were benefiting from the U.S. financially. Gee, shock, isn't it? Here he is, the president of Afghanistan, for six more years, thanks to some interesting math when it came to the elections, and you've got growing folks that are part of the extended family that are now part of the growing regime there, and they've got government jobs, they have business interests or worked as contractors to the U.S. And here's the thing. So there's nepotism. Okay, we get that. There's nepotism all over the place, right? But these people are shaping policy in some cases, and they're making big bucks off of it. So, geez, you think that there's any danger of them being dirty in this web of a family? Of course, they're pickpocketing America. That's what they're doing. And they're leveraging Hamid Karzai's presidential position to put them in the center of one of the more powerful regions eventually. And it's in the middle of Afghanistan. You have a nephew who's a top official in the intelligence service, so that would mean security operations. I mean, is this more like a dictatorship or what? I think all total, when I was done reading the story, I came up with about 20 Karzai members who are all part of what's happening in some way tied to the government. Gee, that's an objective approach, isn't it? Eh. All right. Afghanistan, too, still remains a mystery as to ultimately what's the end game. The end game is to leave eventually when Afghanistan can stand on its own two feet. Gee, I wonder how long that will take. I was talking to somebody the other day about this, the Pentagon connection, I'll just say. We're having kind of one of those, I won't call it shooting the breeze sessions, but we're just going back and forth a little bit. And I threw out a figure. I said, you know, is there really a possibility that this could go on for another 6-7 years? And he laughed and said, yeah. I mean, forget about it. Just like Iraq, you're certainly going to still see soldiers there. But are you kidding me? What if we're invested in this thing for 2 decades? What are we getting out of Afghanistan after 2 decades? I'm talking about having thousands of soldiers there. I'm not talking about a band of politicians or contractors or whatever that are left behind. I mean, I'm talking about staying there for 2 solid decades. Boy, that seems like that seems like a reach to me. And I think at some point you have to cut your losses. At some point you have to say, we're done, we're out of this thing, because we've done everything we can, including all the training, including all the sacrifice, and, you know, it's time to pick up our crowns and get off this playground. We don't need to be here anymore, but it could be a long time. And then you read stories where, like, the NATO supplies were once again slammed in Pakistan. You know, with the warfare that we're talking about, with the snipers, with the roadside bombs, and just the daily risks that go on. In this case, you had a bunch of gunmen that actually pretty much torched a dozen tankers that were carrying fuel to the NATO troops. They killed a driver. It's the 6th attack on convoys that were taking supplies to Afghanistan since Pakistan closed a key border crossing about a week ago. Islamabad shut down one of the crossings along the Khyber Pass last Thursday after a NATO helicopter attack in the border area killed 3 Pakistani troops. So you've got hundreds of trucks stranded alongside the highways and bottlenecking traffic heading into just the one route into Afghanistan from the south that has remained open. And you think the U.S. has supply routes through other countries in Afghanistan, and that closing hasn't caused fuel supplies for NATO troops before. And, you know, they say they feel like they're making progress and it can be resolved. But when you have that many trucks locked daily through a major vital crossing area, and I would have to think that this is going to cause lots of problems, even for the U.S. troops, because when they're trying to get these supplies in and out, you know, I mean, these are vital supplies eventually if they're not getting there. And these were, once again, unidentified number of people with guns, guys with guns in 2 trucks that attacked the trucks that were just sitting in the parking lot of a roadside hotel outside of the capital area. And that many trucks, that much stuff, yeah, that's pretty damaging. And this is on the NATO supplies. And this is not the first time that this has happened. There have been other assaults, and people have been killed as they're trying to just move the stuff in. The U.S. responds when these kind of things happen, as you and I know, a lot of times with the drones. And increasingly, there's been a dramatic uptick in the number of CIA drone strikes in the Pakistan tribal belt area. And the danger of that is if the drone gets off course, which has happened, and hits civilians, look out. Because really, the U.S. can't afford that. They can't afford any more civilian drone casualties. You know, you can talk about, well, that's part of the collateral of war, but as much as they can keep the numbers down, that much better for what they're trying to accomplish in Afghanistan. All right, stay with us. A lot more as we're kicking the can down the road.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Admit when you're wrong, right? I have no problem with that. I'm sure many times in my life I've been able to admit when I'm wrong. But Frito-Lay, they decided to get ahead of the curve and realize that they might have jumped the shark on this one. This is an interesting story, and it's worth repeating here in our little fancy-dancy odds and ends segment. They had these biodegradable bags. And the problem with biodegradable bags is the fact that it's too crunchy. It made too much noise. You know, when you hear somebody eating chips out of a bag and I don't know, I'm just going to pick a movie theater, but it could be in a working lunch or something, and you hear that, and I know that's terrible. I'm not great at making the biodegradable bag noise, but you get it, where it's just, you can't hear, you just can't hear yourself think. So they decided that the great thing would be is it's biodegradable, and, you know, this is green, and we're ahead of everybody on this. But they're pulling it, most of the packaging anyway, and it's especially Sun Chips, if you get Sun Chips, because everybody's complaining that the new bags were too noisy. They had an avalanche of phone calls and emails. The bag itself was 100% compostable. It was made completely of biodegradable material out of plants, and it started going on the shelves back in January. And Sun Chips are pretty popular. You get them at not just a supermarket, but you get them like when you go to Subway, they have them, and probably other sandwich shops, but they weren't selling because people didn't like the packages. They didn't like the noise that it made. So they're going back to their original packaging and saying, forget it, to the whole biodegradable thing. Wow, that's interesting. So you wonder how much money they lost on those biodegradable bags. Matt, is that crazy? So that in an effort to go green, they do this thing, they spend all this money at this plant, and then people are so furious, I mean so furious, that they're tanking, they're basically tanking Sun Chips, so they have no choice but to abandon the bag.
I don't know what to say about
it. But doesn't that, you know what I'm talking about with like let's say movie theaters. People do buy chips. You can buy Sun Chips in a movie theater with a hot dog, and you know when you're listening, the movies are quiet. They're supposed to be quiet, and you hear that crinkling noise.
What kind of movie theaters are you going to that serve chips?
To any of the AMC, Cinemark, they have chips.
I've never heard of that.
Well, you go to all the dollar theaters, and they probably have sticky seats, and no, they don't sell any concessions.
It's usually a popcorn deal, isn't it?
I've never
heard
popcorn. No, they sell chips. You get, you can get chips.
I don't know. Those bags are incredibly noisy, though. I know that. I've had a friend. We were up late at his place, and people were trying to sleep, and it's 3:30, 4 in the morning, and that bag is incredibly loud.
Yeah, it is loud. I mean, I didn't do a good job of it, but it's, there's no way you could sleep through the crunching of, not the people crunching the chips, but the bag, which is so crazy. And it just goes to show you that a lot of times people don't like change, and just one little thing can knock a product backwards. It's like Tropicana orange juice. They changed their packaging, and people complained they didn't like the look. And that's a PepsiCo product,
or
too.
The biggest failure, the new Coke.
Oh, that was terrible, the new Coke. Why? Who came up with that? Who cares? This is the problem. Sometimes you stay old school. When you have a product that's selling well, if you want to develop some other thing, can you just rebrand it as something else? Just make it like a fake brand so you throw it out there and you don't have to worry about it. And the cola wars are so big, they're always trying to outdo each other with the kinds of Coke that they come up with, or Pepsi. And I think, for the most part, a lot of people like it just the way it is. They want Coke or they want Pepsi. They don't want other things mixed with it, unless it's cocktail-like kind of stuff. So why do that? Why throw out something? I thought that was risky. The whole new Coke thing was a risky deal. And I know some people like cherry Coke or vanilla Coke. I hate it. I would rather just be parched than drink any of that. And I know, like I said, people like it. But I stick with the traditional things, and I think a lot of people do the same thing. You know, you might branch out and you might try new products, but when it's the standard fare, when it's something you've always had, when so much changes around us, this is a silly, stupid thing, but you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. So, like, if you like a Klondike bar, you like a Klondike bar. You don't want a Skinny Cow or some other crazy kind of ice cream sandwich. You want the Klondike bar. It's just like chocolate bars. You want the traditional bar. You don't want whatever the newfangled thing is. We're creatures of habits, and our habits change so much because of what changes around us, that we prefer to stick with the thing that we, you know, the comfort stuff, the thing that we like forever and ever, that we remember as a as a kid. Trey in Kentucky. Hello.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
Playing with the horses and listening to you.
Oh, you got to love it. I love that to hang out with the horses.
Oh, yeah. I got to tell you, the Sun Chips bag. I used to buy Sun Chips once a week for me and my son, and I bought a bag a couple weeks ago, and I actually got unlucky and had to get one of the new bags that they come out with. I have a bird that lives with me. Needless to say, he wouldn't come near my computer desk for 2 weeks because of that freaking bag.
Hey, you should call the company. That's proof. These bags are crappy. These bags don't work. Even my bird won't come near it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He was scared to death. But you got any news on the Breeder Cup? You still going with the same?
I'm still going with the same. I mean, although we're getting closer here.
Yeah, we're getting there.
How far away are we from the Breeders' Cup? We're just like the election. We're less than a month, right?
Month. That's right.
Wow. I'm going to have some people on to talk about the Breeders' Cup and go deeper on some of the races. And I'll tell you way ahead of time before I do it. We've done it before, but we'll do it again. Because I think there are a lot of fans, especially in Kentucky, but there are a lot of people that really like horse racing. And as much as you follow the traditional stuff, the big three, a lot of people are following the Breeders' Cup. I think it was a stroke of brilliance to come up with it and to have all those series of races.
Keep your fingers crossed. We may have a horse from our farm running in it this year. So.
Really?
Yeah, he's supposed to. I ain't going to give his name away or nothing because I don't want to jinx anything yet, but he's looking good for it.
All right, you got to tell us once everything's when the cat's out of the bag. We'll probably know by then, but we'll definitely be bugging you about that.
All right,
Trey.
Have a good night.
All right, thanks. You too. We'll definitely do that. I've gotten a couple, not from just Trey, but I've gotten a couple of people that have asked me about what I thought was going to happen at the Breeders' Cup and, various horses and what did I think was going to happen in the juvenile race and, let's see what happens first, because we still have a couple of weeks to go here before we stomp on that, because anything can happen, as Trey knows, with the horses. Like he said, we might have a horse here, so some of the horses change out. Not the big guys, but somebody else might slip in. I'll tell you what, the horse that clinched the title for the horse of the year, now, Rachel Alexander, that is one pretty horse. If I'm just looking at the strides that horse has made, I mean, that horse beat the males in the Woodward Stakes at Saratoga 1 year ago, 8-for-8, and clinched the horse of the year. But boy, how things change. That's why you wait as you get closer to the actual races. All right, send me your thoughts. Do you have it?
Matt, shame on you. Shame on you for playing dumb. Let me tell you.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.